Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Yes, yes, it's a good morning. Welcome to Morning Teen Allegations, Season 3, Episode 2. The title of today's episode is WTF, What the Florida? So there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and the reason why I have Morning Teen Allegations every other Saturday is because, number one, there's a lot of research that goes into this programming. Number two, I have to pull the receipts. And number three, this stuff just be wearing me out. It wears me out because I am literally watching the Florida Channel as these Republicans and these elected officials and the people that are supposed to serve you, okay? They are acting a fool. You hear me? And I'm watching the Florida Channel and I'm like,
no.
These folks think it's a game. And unfortunately, there are people that are being harmed. Our children are suffering. So we have an agenda today. Okay. Now let's go ahead and look at the comments. Hey, good morning. Good morning. I appreciate you. Good morning, sis. Now, I got Erlisha's comment here on the screen because I'm actually getting ready to schedule an interview with her. She don't know it yet. But when I tell you, an amazing parent advocate, if you're not following Erlisha and what she's doing with iSupplies and what she's doing with the parents group with PTA, PTSA, like, please follow her because she's really doing the work. She's in the community and she's doing everything truly for our baby. So please just give her your support. Please follow her. And I'm excited for her interview. She don't know it yet, but now she do. So yeah, let's just give her a round of applause. Okay. All right. Amen. Amen. So we have an agenda today. So let's go ahead and talk about that. So we're talking about outrageous bills that are pushing forward. We're talking about our public school crisis. And let me actually put that back on the screen, y'all. My bad. We're talking about the public school crisis. We're talking about school board tea. We're talking about these school meme pages, confession pages, and nuck if you buck fight pages. And so this is going to be an interactive part where you're going to actually pick the school and we're going to actually research together some of these pages because I got some stuff to show y'all. Okay. So that is what's on our agenda today. Amen. Amen. Okay. So let's go ahead and play the disclaimers because we just need to make sure everyone's on the same page. I still haven't modified this. Please give me grace as I like get this new equipment and everything together. But let's go ahead and play the disclaimers. Thank you, church members, as we have additional announcements and disclaimers that require your full attention. I report the news, so don't try me with the copyright. In addition, the views and opinions on Morning Teen Allegations belong to me. If you have any questions, bring your receipts so that we can talk. If you get froggy with me, don't expect me to go high and be the bigger person. I will clap back and sage later. God is still working on me. Thank you for your attention and govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. 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 So please govern yourselves accordingly to these announcements. Amen. So let's talk about these outrageous bills. OK, because these Republicans are swinging. You hear me? They are swinging and they are creating bills and creating policy that Floridians don't really need right now. We have these politicians that are making these bills, but yet, you know, when people are filing for unemployment, the website's not working right. We have issues with our housing crisis, and we still have no answers on how to solve that. We have been given, you know, COVID tests that expired, have no answers for that. There's just so many things that I feel like our legislators could be focusing on. But instead, they choose to spend their time pushing these outrageous bills, and we're going to talk about it. And I only did four today, y'all. Four. there's more, right? And most of this relates to education. So we're going to start with the first one, and is the partisan bill for elections. And it's for partisan elections for members of the district school board. So the intent of this bill is to go back to partisan school board elections. A history fun fact, in 1998, Floridians had voted to make school board elections nonpartisan. This Senate joint resolution is proposing that we go back to having a partisan school board. Senator Gruters, he's actually the chairman of the Florida Republican Party, and he actually stated that if a candidate had a R or a D after their names on the ballot, that voters would have a quick and easy indicator to determine their political leanings. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I want to know your thoughts on that. So please place your thoughts in the comments so that I can put it up on the screen. But number two, I'm going to just share my thoughts while y'all writing that in the comments. So we're your intent, Senator, which, by the way, this senator is in Sarasota. So he's in the Tampa Bay area, folks. These are the people that y'all elect. Okay. So he's the chair of the Florida Republican Party, and he decides that he wants to push this agenda so that school board can be partisan. So people going down the ballot can just vote by a R or a D, which has been the problem for a long time, where we've had these R and these D's like gang affiliations, and we don't want to talk about it. But some of these political parties operate as a gang. And that is exactly why we have issues today, where we can't even join together, because you have Republicans that, if they know that it's by somebody that has Democratic values, although it might be a really, really great idea, it will be dismissed, and vice versa. And so I am absolutely sick of this whole political party pushing each other and the polarization of politics, which is why people don't want to be involved. This is exactly why people don't want to be involved. And the way that they name these bills and the way that they actually handle this process is why people are not engaged. They're not. Okay. So that's one bill that you need to be mindful of. And let me not say a bill on this one. This is actually a Senate joint resolution. And so there's a difference. So as a constitutional amendment, it requires 60% majority in both the House and the state to get on next year's ballot. And then when it gets on the ballot, it will need 60% of public approval at the polls. Okay. So this impacts all of us. Do you want your school boards to be partisan? I say no. I say we keep the politics out of school board races. But that's just my opinion, and I'm excited to hear what y'all think about it. So the next bill that we are going to highlight today is the K-12 education bill, which was a very intentional way to name this bill, because it just said K-12 education. But when you actually read the fine print, when you actually read the receipt, this is removing provisions related to the district school board salaries and the selection of instructional materials. So Rep. Sam Garrison, who brought this forth, said that he is trying to get politics out of school boards and create and increase parent involvement. And my question is, well, sir, where has your focus been before this pandemic? Because I went on Track Bill, which is a legislative tracking software. I got the receipts, and I know what bills you've been bringing forward. And I just want to know, why is he putting all this heat and energy to not pay school board members? And then y'all want to have some serious conversations about these books in the classroom. And I'm glad we're talking about, because we do. We need to talk about the books in the classroom. Absolutely. So Rep. Garrison, his logic, is that if we don't pay school board members, we can use that extra money to increase oversight on what books end up on the school shelves. And I'm just like,
bruh.
So we're going to not pay school board members for all the work that they do. Then on top of that, you're going to say that we're going to use the money to increase oversight on what books are on the shelves, but we can't get money to increase teachers. We can't get money to increase teachers' pay. We can't get money to make sure that our classrooms have equitable sizes. We don't have money just to make sure that our kids have clean water and PPE in a global pandemic. And then when y'all decided to give raises, some of those checks bounced. So I just don't understand. I don't. And I want to know what y'all think, because I just don't understand how we can continue to do this. The logic is not there. And when we continue to have these state representatives that are putting these narratives on educators and staff, like they don't know what they're doing, they're not competent, and we need so much oversight, that lets me know that y'all are not interested in solving the problems. Y'all are not. Y'all are not interested in solving the problems, because if that's the case, why don't we increase the teachers' pay and not just getting new teachers in the door, the teachers who've been there? Because I'm telling you, teachers are walking out. Administrators are walking out. Support staff are walking out. And then what? And then what? Because there's a lot of chaos happening. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So let's move on to the next bill. Mm-hmm. So I'm not reading all this. So I'm just letting you know right now. But this is the bill that is titled Individual Freedom Bill, Senate Bill 148. This bill is continuing with this CRT foolishness that has already been clearly identified, that we do not teach critical race theory in K through 12 environments. Let me repeat myself. CRT is not taught in any public school K through 12 in the state of Florida. So why do we continue to push these bills? Why? Because I have questions. I'm just real curious. So let me tell you this. So the bill reads in part, and this is a direct quote, okay? An individual, by virtue of his or her race or sex, does not bear the responsibility for actions committed in the past by other members of the same race or sex. An individual should not be made to feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any other form of psychological distress on account of his or her race. Jacob Olivia, who works for the Florida Department of Education, sent emails to folks who are responsible for curriculum. And his direction was to remove content in their curriculum that relates to social emotional learning. Social emotional learning that teaches people how to process emotions and feelings, to have empathy to one another. We're removing that from schools, and somehow we have laws in place to deal with social emotional issues. So Senator Sherrod Jones, which was the only black man in the room during this conversation, had a very passionate speech about how the leaders want to continue to censor honest conversations about race and sex across the state. Let's roll the clip.
And I'm sure that same thing goes for others. Isabel Wilkerson says something in her book, and she says that just because you do not fix an old house does not mean that the things that are going in that house will not come up later. Yes, we were not born then. Yes, you might not, you weren't a part of what happened then, but that does not preclude us from being able to sit and have the tough conversations of what happened. No, we must talk about what, but that blacks were oppressed, blacks were beaten, blacks were lynched, blacks were called inhumane names. If we could also talk about our transgender community, we could talk about gays, we could talk about all of this. These are issues that young people, yes, they might not be taught in the classroom, but by censoring inside our educational institutions is not the way that we as a body should be moving. And I get it. This is part one of what the governor is trying to lay out. But I believe personally as a body, we are much better than this. We are much better than what the national popular politics is taking place. And all of this is red meat that's taking place. That all it is, and I'm going to be honest with you, Senator Diaz, I got a great deal of respect for you, and you know that. All this is going to create more divisive nature here within our political structure that we have here in the state of Florida. Not only am I voting no, but my ask is that my colleagues who I serve with, that we check ourselves to ensure that other people on the other side, and I'm talking about when you look at this as me, representing the African-American community, the only black man here on education, this is a problem.
That is Senator Sherrod Jones. And I just want to applaud him for the great work that he's doing for the community. And so I go back to this bill. Governor Ron DeSantis had already signed several bills last session about CRT and critical race theory and trying to increase civic engagement, and has even had press conference on the Stop Woke Act and all of these things that he's doing, and is using taxpayer money to travel, to go and have these events for headlines and clicks and views. And if you don't realize the impact that he is making on Fox News right now, y'all need to be intentional. Florida has been the talking state for a long time now. And that's why I'm asking, what the Florida? What is happening here? And we have, just like the future Dr. Lewis here, this is what the legislator is doing. They want to destroy public schools altogether. They do. And that's exactly what we're seeing, the dismantling of public education. So let's talk about the last bill. And of course, there's more, right? But this is all I'm going to cover today, because I've been here for 20 minutes and I've just talked about these bills. OK, so this bill right here is House Bill 1055, and it is about the video cameras in our public school classrooms. This is a bill that would open the door for cameras to be placed in our classrooms and microphones to be placed on our teachers. If passed, this proposed law would not require districts to install the equipment, but it would require each school board to consider and vote by January 1st, 2023. So this, again, is another bill that is out here that has been used to paint this picture that teachers can't be trusted. And although there are some bad, rotten apples in the bunch, if we continue this generalization as if all teachers are villains, if all teachers are not doing what they're supposed to do, then this does not have any trust. And this is the brokenness of our public school system. We have mistrust in our public school system. And bills and narratives just like that are the exact reason why this narrative continues to push through. The comment says here, I would really like to know where the funding for cameras and mics would come from. And that is a great question. We have all of these mandates and bills and rules creating these policies that would take more money away from our public schools. And so we're just trying to figure out where the money is. Where is it? Because we have no idea. We've been following the money. And then when they tried to give teacher bonuses, some of the checks bounce. We can't make any of this stuff up. So all I could say is,
oh, hell no.
Right. Okay. So let's go ahead and shift to our agenda. And we are talking about the public school crisis and school board tea, which falls right in line with these bills. Okay. So the bills, your state representatives, it's time for y'all to vote. It's time for y'all to be intentional down this ballot and not just have this whole Democrat, Republican type of agenda. No, you need to know these people, what they stand for, their views, because there are some really good Republicans. And there are some really good Democrats, but there are some really bad Republicans, and there are some really bad Democrats. And the sad part is there are some Democrats that present to be Democrats for the vote, but they actually have Republican views and are used to make sure that the Republicans have the majority. So it is important that you are intentional with the people that you put in office, what they're voting for, how they vote, and how they show up for you, because they work for you. Okay. Now, this school board crisis and this pandemic out here, we're seeing school outbreaks all across the country, forcing schools to mitigate the impact of COVID-19. And in Tennessee, a school district announced that they will not be having school for the next 3 Mondays, and they have implemented a 4-day work system. In Mississippi, they are doing hybrid. And in Florida, we lack the leadership, and it's truly embarrassing. Like I said, WTF, what the Florida? Now, this video made headlines. At a school board meeting, we have parents that come up and say what they want to say in their 3 minutes. And this parent got on the mic and chose violence. And let's go ahead and roll the clip.
No mask mandates. My children will not come to school on Monday with a mask on. All right. That's not happening. And I will bring every single gun loaded and ready to, I will call every.
Okay. That's 3 minutes. You've gone past your time. It's a policy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll see y'all on Monday.
Bruh.
So she goes up there to the school board and makes a threat that she's going to shoot up the school. You know, they went after her, right? So she's currently behind bars, or maybe she posted a bond now, but y'all can't go up to these school boards and start choosing violence and just saying whatever to these school board members. This whole masking debate that we're still having, because that video was posted on Twitter on Friday. Okay. And it's been all over the shade room. I was tagged in a whole bunch of stuff yesterday about this video. We're still having this conversation as if 2020 didn't happen. We're having conversations like we didn't do this before. Where's the growth in our processes from when we were dealing with this the first time? I think that we continue to do the same thing over and over again and then get upset. You still have people going to school board meetings fighting about if their child should wear a mask or not. Meanwhile, you have schools where the kids are sitting in the cafeteria because we have a critical staffing shortage. So forget the mask. We don't have teachers. Forget the mask. We don't have bus drivers. We don't have bus drivers that are able to transport our school in different counties. Had to even alter their start times or had to change their whole busing procedures because they just don't have enough. And some of these kids, thank you for putting that in writing. Some of these kids are in classrooms without adults. Folks, I need y'all to pay attention. None of this is made up. This is true. We don't have staff. You got teachers that are splitting classrooms. You have teachers that are putting kids in the computer lab so that they can do stuff on the computer and are able to manage another class. It technically is illegal. Can't do that. But what are you going to do when you don't have staff? What are you going to do when you have all these kids and your job is to make sure that they leave out the same way that they came in? And so we have these elected officials, these legislators that are talking about all the things that we need in the classroom, but yet we're not even talking about the critical shortage to the point where we have 35 plus students in a classroom. I talked about that in 2019. That was before this whole pandemic came out here and changed everything around. I talked about how we've had a shortage, and now parents, y'all coming up to these school board meetings demanding that your child gets all these rights and you know, your child has a right to come to school without a mask on and all that type of stuff. But how is your child's environment? So my question for y'all, and my task for y'all, is to ask your child, ask your children, ask your neighbor's children, how is your child's learning environment? And then the comment says, don't forget, he fired 1,000 plus teachers last year. This is talking about Hillsborough. Hillsborough budget deficit that I've been talking about for years. People in the community been talking about for years, to the point where there's letters being sent from the Florida Department of Education, Richard Cochran and Ron DeSantis getting involved with what's happening in Hillsborough because some of these school board members can't manage the budget. And we had to lay off teachers because of the staffing. And then we have teachers leaving because they're not supported. Mm-hmm. In Polk County, they had a meeting, and so they have finally approved the teacher's contract. And so the paraprofessionals, the support staff, will receive their raises retroactive to July 1st. The Polk County employees should start receiving their raises and bonuses at the end of the month. Pasco County, the changes to the start time has caused additional issues within this organization, from busing to staff, everything. And you need to be intentional about that if you're in Pasco. In Pinellas County, the superintendent search is still swinging. And the Pinellas County School Board agreed to hire the Florida School Board Association to assist with their search for the new superintendent. So for those that are in Pinellas County, please remember, and I told it and I said it in season 3, episode 1, about Dr. Grego retiring. We're in search for a new superintendent. So the Florida School Boards Association have it. I'm surprised that they didn't get Ray and Associates, but we'll see how that selection process goes. And something else that I want to highlight in Pinellas County, and I'm sure that it's, and a bunch of different counties too, but this is where I live. So I, you know, have to uplift this, but I just want to show you this chart here. I want to tell you what this means. So this particular chart this week, there was an article that was posted by the St. Pete Catalyst, and it was talking about how the Pinellas public schools counted 3,554 homeless students. And according to Dr. Cantrell, which she is over the Helping Educate All in Transition liaison position for the district, she said that this was more than last year, and they're continuing to identify more students each day. So let me tell you what this chart represents. So the Black students only represent 19% of the district population, but account for 40% of those students who are homeless. Look at that chart. 19% represent the school district, but 40% represents the homeless population. Right. I want you to look at that disparity. So schools that need your support. These are the top 10 schools in Pinellas County that are experiencing homelessness. Now, if you look and you go to a map, if you're not familiar with this area, and you were to just put pins on where these schools are, it will tell you a bigger story. But for now, I'm going to leave you with this. We're having some serious issues in our public school system. And unfortunately, we have state representatives and a governor who could care less about what's happening and will continue to have their narratives and do what they do for whatever intention that may be. But our children need help. Our community needs help. There's a lot of stuff that's happening and people need to be involved. However that looks like for you, please be involved. And this is where y'all pull in on this. So we're going to talk about these school meme pages, these confession pages, and these Nuck If You Buck pages, because it's gotten worse. If you've seen any of my underground series, or if you've seen any of the videos where I expose some of these social media pages, y'all need to go check it out because it is absolutely out of control. But I want to share with you some of the stuff that's happening on these phones, on these devices. So I go back to you, parents, please check the cell phone. Okay. Hello. Is this thing on, parents? Hello. Why is it that you allow your children to talk to all these strangers on their phone? Why is it that you allow them to download all these apps and you have no idea what it's called, what it does, and what personal identification information they had to provide these apps to have access to it? Parents, some of you have no idea the chaos that your kids are causing on school campuses because of their cell phones. Parents, some of you are still texting your child when they're in school. They are in school and you are texting your child about something that could wait until after school. Why? Because you know what they're going to do. They feel their phone vibrate. They're going to pick up their phone and look, don't you? And when they pick up their phone and look, not only do they see a notification from you, but I'm sure they have notifications from other people. And there are studies that once you pick up your phone and your attention is on your phone, it takes a substantial amount of time to actually put your phone back and think about what you was doing before you picked up that phone. And y'all are texting your children in the middle of the day. For what? So most of these fight pages and these confession pages and even the future Dr. Lewis, the shipping pages, we're going to actually have another conversation about those shipping pages so that y'all actually know what that is. I'm only talking about three genres today, but there's several and it's scary. Okay. Because they're literally having pages of who hooked up with who, who did what to who and all that type of stuff. And I'm telling you, we're going to talk about it right now. And I'm going to show y'all some of this. So, but before I do that, I want to define what a meme is, because I want to make sure everyone's on the same page here. I do. I want to make sure everyone knows what a meme is. And some people don't know. So let me actually go to, oops, sorry, y'all. Boom. So what is a meme? Okay. That's the definition up there. I'm not going to read it to you, but basically in the educational sector, a school memes is a broad category of content that's posted on the internet that relates to what is happening in the school culture. It is a combination of graphics and text that sometimes it deals with humor or something that is outrageous. There are school memes that are created that are talking about who's sleeping in class. And it's actually pictures of students sleeping in class, and they're caught sleeping. It's a whole page dedicated to that. Don't worry, I'm gonna show you. There's pages of anonymous confessions where they're talking about who they slept with. You had people posting in there about who had sex in the bathroom and who got expelled and who got suspended, all in the comments. Mm-hmm. You have these pages of Nuck If You Buck, these fight pages. Think about World Star Hip Hop, The Shade Room, these type of pages. The kids are creating it within their own school culture. Some of these children have even created meme pages for other students and or educators at the school. We are fostering and creating a ground of cyberbullying when we've already know that bullying has already been a problem. And now we've added this cyber space of cyberbullying that's happening. So that's why I continue to tell you parents to please check the cell phone. Now, the pages I'm going to show you, they're on Instagram. However, I'm telling you, we've found pages in Discord, TikTok, Snapchat, and even GroupMe. And if any of those platforms sound foreign to you, then you need to be intentional and learn what's on your child's device. Okay? So, for those that are in the comments, okay, I'm gonna pull up one school, but I want you to put a name of the school in the comments, and we're gonna actually go on a journey together. And I'm gonna just go through a few so that you can actually see what's happening. And I need y'all to be intentional with this. So let me go ahead and pull up Instagram. Okay. And then we're going to pull up a brand new school in Hillsborough County that has such a large social media presence already. Okay. And that's going to be Sumner High School. All right. So let me share my screen with y'all. And we're going to share it with audio. All right. And then put me on the screen here. Okay, boom. All right, so page one, Sumner T. We're going to go through this together. So it says, welcome to Sumner High School T page. Users are kept anonymous. The T shall be, and it says split. Class of 2023 is what this bio says. It has 592 followers. Okay. The first post in here was posted 22 hours ago. And it says, this isn't from Sumner, but by request. The kid from Leonard has harassed this young girl. What do you think? Is he in the wrong? And in this, they name a child at Leonard, and this is a screenshot from Discord. This is what it looks like, and I'm not going to read this stuff out loud, so I'm just going to scroll through so that y'all can see the conversations. y'all minor children are having and posting on social media that never goes away. This is the stuff that the children are talking about, and they are on social media. Okay. You have videos where children are fighting and playing slap box in the bathroom, and they're recording this and they're putting this up on social media. This is, again, a fight. Okay, that is happening. This is a brand new school, folks. Brand new school. And this is what is posted on this page. This is one page. One. Now, there's an AP right there. AP that is trying to break up this fight. These administrators do not get paid enough to stop your children from fighting each other because they cannot control themselves from their impulses and not having social emotional skills. We have raised a generation of children that lack empathy. The reason why is because empathy is when you connect with people. They are connecting with people virtually, and it's a different programming. It is. Children do not have the same empathy. They don't. Instead of breaking up the fight, they're pulling out their cameras to record, and they're creating pages so that other people could see the fight and doing it anonymously. And they know that they will not get caught for this unless there's something where it's something like a criminal investigation where they check the IP address. You know, these administrators at this school have been flagging these pages to get them shut down when they have been created weeks ago. These administrators have had students to flag these pages to get these pages down, and they are still up. Kids are still fighting. Kids are still posting this content. And guess what, parents? They're doing it on the devices you pay for. And you have no idea. That's just one page. Okay? Go in the search bar. You search Sumner. You see Sumner memes, Sumner bathrooms, Sumner confessions, Sumner caught lacking page. Like I said, there was a page where children were asleep. And they were caught sleeping, and they was posted. These are children sleeping in a classroom, and their picture is on Instagram without their knowledge or consent while they're asleep. The comment said Adams Middle School. All right, so let's go ahead and search for Adams Middle School. Okay, Adams Middle School fights. Let's see if it's, this was posted 5 weeks ago, October 26th. I'm not sure if this is the same school or not. And it says semi fights, like, Adams Middle School fight. Actually, let's search like this. Adams Middle School. Okay. You got kids that are tagging the school and the pictures, most recent. Here we go. Adams Middle School fight. Found a fight page because they tagged the school. This was posted 16 hours ago. We'll keep going. The comments say, where the teacher? This in the classroom, y'all. This was posted yesterday. It say one day ago. This was posted yesterday. Hello. Y'all hear me? This Adams. Somebody randomly put Adams Middle School. I searched Adams Middle School. This was posted yesterday. And I know it's Hillsborough because I noticed the property tag for on the computers. And they actually do tag the school location in Tampa. So a week ago, January 12th, look at them. And they just in the back, just come on. Come on. Posted a week ago. Someone commented and said, you really posted that fight I filmed? So Adams Middle School has a fight page. And I'm sure they do too. And guess what? Parents, I hope y'all don't have an expectation for these principals and these educators to hop into these fights. Because educators and professional staff, they're getting hurt trying to save your children from fighting over foolishness. And when I've asked, what do most of these fights be about? Do you know what the answer usually is? Some mess on social media. Somebody said something about them. Somebody posted something about them. Somebody was trying to check out my girl. All this type of stuff. And they fighting. Okay? The comment said, someone in the communications department or tech needs to dig deep. I'm glad you mentioned it because I actually reached out to Addison about a situation that happened at a school. And I was like, y'all need to figure this out because this ain't cool. I suggested to him, and I suggested this in 2019, that there needs to be a task force that works with these tech companies such as Facebook, Instagram, so that's Meta, Snapchat, TikTok, to where when these pages are created on the school sites, that they are removed. And there needs to be a task force that is designed to figure out who's being posted on these videos and figuring out who does it. And unfortunately, the children know that unless there is a police investigation, no one will ever know who did what. The children even have VPNs now, which makes it even harder for you to detect. So this is why I'm saying, like, this is a serious issue in our public schools, and it's with these phones. I've been saying it. Parents, check the damn cell phone, okay? I'm tired. Check the phone, because a lot of the bullying incidents stem from social media. You have children that feel depressed. They have the comparison syndrome. They feel left out and isolated based on what they continue to watch on social media. Your kids are on social media for 6 to 7 hours in a day, meaning that they're on their phone at school. But of course, they on their phone at school because some of y'all texting y'all child during school hours. No. Natasha said, my administrator tried to break up one 2 days ago and was thrown to the ground harshly. Parents, this on you. This on you now, parents. Parents, you need to check the cell phone because they are creating these fight pages. And we're going to talk about them shipping pages because I'm telling you that they are raiding people's body. their size of their private parts, and everything else on these apps. I haven't even gotten to that. You have children that are doing so much on these phones during school time, and this is why. We continue to see the dismantling of public education from the legislators all the way to the community. So this is why I covered this the way I did in the format that I did, because we can point fingers at these representatives and hold them accountable, but I'm looking for the shared accountability within the community. Huh? Where's the shared accountability in the community when you know your kid is turning up and raising hell because they do it at your house? But when the teacher call you, you want to gaslight the teacher as if that child is not exhibiting those behaviors in your own home. And somehow the teacher is just delusional. Where is the energy and the intentionality with this? With educating your children, with making sure that your children have the best opportunities out here. Because while we're having conversations about what books to ban, you know that majority of the third graders that tested in the state of Florida are not even reading on grade level. Hello. What are we doing? Because it just seems like selective energy, selective participation, and selective outrage to me. So if y'all care about your children, let's start at home. Y'all need to check these phones. Y'all need to check these backpacks. Because for the life of me, we're seeing all of these threats of children coming to school with tasers and guns. How y'all not know? To that parent or that child at Coleman Elementary, where she bought them tasers on Amazon and brought them and sold them at school. So nobody checked Amazon orders to see what people was ordering. Nobody checked no credit card statements to figure out where the money come. Nobody checking any backpacks to see what's happening. Nothing. But y'all want to come up to these school boards and you want to hold these school board members accountable for what's happening in the classroom, but you can't even hold your child accountable in your own house. Parents, you being in denial of the services that your child needs is not going to help you. And it's not going to help your child. The issues in this public education system come all the way from the top. From our president to our local governor on down. Parents, I understand you busy. Parents, I understand you work. But the one thing that you should be the most protective of is your seed, is your legacy. And it is beyond me how some of y'all have selective outrage. Selective outrage on what's happening in the classroom, but y'all ain't paying attention to what's happening in your own home. And the narratives that we continue to talk about single family household. But when the parents working and they have a nanny, is that a single parent household too? These narratives is generational. It's systemic. It has to be dismantled. It has to be broken down. But parents, the first step in changing this education system is taking accountability for your child and your child's actions. You can start by, number one, checking their cell phone to see who they following, who they looking up to, who they having conversations with, and what they doing with their free time. Some of y'all don't even have family dinners anymore. So your child, they're not asking you questions about certain stuff. That's because they're on Google. That's because they're on YouTube. And there are influencers that are teaching your kids to get involved in stuff that they have no business getting involved in. But you're not teaching them. You too busy on your phone too. But it's generational. And to the comment, How can people help their kids when they can't care for themselves? And that's real. That's trauma. So that's why I say people, we have to work together. We need a village. And this is why this is a call to action. When we continue to have these narratives that the teachers are the villain and we're not in a village together, the way that we continue to approach this public school crisis, we'll never fix the problem. We will never fix the problem in the way that we're doing it right now. Because I'm telling you, we have children that are raising themselves and their younger siblings. You have 13, 14, 15-year-old boys that have been told that in order for them to have a roof over their head, they need to bring money to the table. So we have all these shootings and killings around here because people are stealing from each other. Because they need money for survival. So I go back and I close with this. Parents, community, school board members, elected officials, and especially to the folks that I've called your name out today. It's time to be accountable. It's time to do what's right. It's time to do what's best for our children and not have selective outrage, participation, and energy when it comes to our children. If you want to fix the public education system, that's going to require funding. That's going to require y'all to vote and be intentional with these bills, these ballots, and these elected officials that are tasked with being your leader for their constituents. It's going to require you to have honest conversations at home and not be in denial about what your child may or may not need. It requires to have honest conversations about our patterns and the way that we live this life and if it's productive or not, because you still have people that are out here creating children that are not in the means to take care of children, have previously abused children, and have not had the emotional capacity to care for another human. And y'all should see the foster care system. Y'all should see the issues that is with the Department of Children and Families right now. So what are you going to do about it? So my task to you is to be intentional. My task to you is to be intentional with this ballot. Make sure you are registered to vote. Check on your voter registration status. It's free to do. I'll post the links to the bills. I'll post the links to where you could check on your registration. You can go to vote411 and get all the information you need in your state. So even if you're not in Florida and you're watching this broadcast, this is applicable to you too. I'm just talking about Florida because Florida is a... But this is happening across the nation. Dismantling of public education. The lack of public education. So while we have conversations about these books, please make sure that your child's on grade level. While we have conversations with CRT, make sure you teach your child history, the real history, and not just for you to have this guilt and process your emotions and feelings. We don't need our governors and our elected officials to stand out here and create bills because people can't process their own emotions when we have some real serious issues that is happening. With that being said, I hope that you enjoyed today's broadcast. I love you so much. Thank you for your support. There's a lot of great things that's happening with Teaching for the Culture. So please like, share, tell people about what we're doing. Also, if you would like to support, I have a Patreon. I also have a Cash App. I have stars for those that have given stars. Thank you. I appreciate you. But we've been talking about the same thing for years now. And it's time for y'all to be intentional to best impact our children. With that, I love y'all. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. And be blessed.
Please keep my name about your mouth. And mind your business. Mind your business. Mind
Bye.